So this is side two. So anyhow, I have the watch and the steak knives. And then Bob Trefney, who works for me, he went to Bangkok Saturday, I guess. No, Friday. Thursday? I don't know. One of the days. Thursday it was. Yeah, Thursday he went to Bangkok. And I told him to look for a ring, a black onyx princess ring. So maybe he'll pick one up. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think of it in your size, Duchess. I just realized that. I just told him to get my size, about 6.5. But if you like it, you know, we can cut it down. I don't know if he'll find one or not. And then Linda is going to Thailand this coming Thursday. And Bob should be back Wednesday, I think. And she's leaving on Thursday. It gets very confusing. You know, everybody over here takes R&Rs. You know, Bob's had two since I've been here, because I approve them, Duchess. He wouldn't get them if I didn't approve them. But I approve his R&Rs, and Linda had one leave, and now she's going on R&R. And it's good, though. It's good to get away, and I'm sure I should go myself. But I just don't have... I don't know. I just don't feel like going anywhere. I'd like to get away, Duchess, but I don't feel like touring. I could enjoy a rest, you know, nothing urgent. As a matter of fact, I had a long chat with Betty McKinney. Now, Betty McKinney is the area supervisor, like Ruth Matson was in Korea. Now, under her, she had two assistants, the other Ann Campbell and Ricky Cole. And Ricky, I told you, went home, and I don't know if she will call you or not. She said she would. And Ann Campbell left just a few days ago. And I was a little disappointed because Ann had asked me to come down and see her off at the boat, which I said I would because I was very happy to do so. I was anxious to see the boat and all. And as it turned out, though, she was supposed to leave on Wednesday, and the ship was delayed coming into port. Then she told me Saturday, and it turned out she left on Thursday, but it was kind of a rush deal, and Betty tried to call me by telephone, and of course, our telephone service is not what it should be, Duchess. Sometimes it takes hours and days to get through, you know. So, unfortunately, no one was able to reach me to let me know that her boat was leaving on Thursday. And so everybody went, not everybody, but a few of the girls that they managed to get a hold of went down to the docks on Thursday and saw her off. So I missed it. I didn't even know about it. And here I had gone out and bought 3 bottles of champagne. And I still have the champagne. It won't go to waste. But I was sorry I didn't get to see her off. So, getting back to my original thought, Betty had asked me if what my interests were in the future, you know. I think she was just feeling me out. I don't think I'm entitled to a promotion to this 10-slot, Duchess. There's 2 10-slots. One's a GS and one's an NAF. But there are other qualified people in Asia. Like there's a girl in Korea, Marjorie Wood, who has been a 9 for many years. And there's somebody in Okinawa, I think, that was interested, and another gal in Japan. And I understand there's another one coming from the States that is interested in that position, or either one of those positions. So I was quite sure of this, because I don't have but 2.5 years experience. In addition to that, they have to open these jobs at that level. After the 9 level, Duchess, it has to be an appointment approved by Washington, D.C. I mean, it doesn't just go through the Pacific Command. So that there are many qualified people around the world who would like to get a 10, you know. And I'm not so gung-ho on it to begin with. And, of course, I think I said the wrong thing when Betty asked me. I said, well, I really don't plan on staying in Special Services beyond the end of this tour. And she says, well, Anne, I think you have all the possibilities, she says, of becoming a supervisor and definitely receiving a promotion. I said, well, what would I be promoted to? And of course, that's not the right thing to say, Duchess. But, you know, as I said, Betty, your job doesn't interest me, I said, because, you know, a lot of it's desk work, and you're completely separated from the program and the activities and things of that nature. You don't have a club of your own to run. You just sit in a kind of an office thing. And so anyway, I did say I would like to stay in the recreation field, but I certainly don't have any contacts, and I don't know specifically what aspect of it, Duchess, that I would like. And I'm pretty sure, though, I don't want to stay in after this year. I might stay in a couple of months or something like that, but I don't want to make another tour. At least I don't feel I do. I think I'd like to take 2 or 3 months and just do nothing and think about it. But I want to be sure before I leave here that I have my career status, which I should be entitled to in January. However, this crazy CPO over here, they don't know anything. You know, remember when I left Korea, Ruth put me in for a certificate of achievement, and they were supposed to put it in my folder. Well, they still don't have it, and I asked them twice to check on it, and I haven't. They moved CPO from Long Binh to Saigon, and I haven't gotten down to Saigon to check and see if they have put it in my folder. I haven't never received a certificate, and the last I heard from them, they didn't have a record of it. And this is so typical. In fact, the other Ann Campbell told me she had a sustained superior given to her, and it was never put in her official folder, and she was bugging them for that. Whoops, got the hiccups. So, anyway, time will tell. What else has happened? I haven't heard any more from Jack, and I haven't contacted Robbie, and I'm sure he won't call. At least I don't think he will. Maybe it's just as well. This Sunday, almost forgot about it too, which is the 10th of August, Dee Dee will be opening up the new club at Black Horse. Oh, and I had a long talk with Dee Dee. I don't know if I mentioned this to you last time or not. You know, Dee Dee has been a 7. Well, she was a 5 all the time she was in Korea, which was 18 months, I think. Then she's been over here about 14 months, or maybe more than that, Duchess. And she's been a 7 the whole time she's here. But she's been doing the work of a 9, you know, acting club director. So Dee Dee was real mad, you know, because I told her I had my 9 over a year already. And I wasn't bragging, but I was trying to encourage her to push for this, you know, because she certainly has earned it. But she went to CPO, and she got into this big argument, and they had put her in for a 9 for a promotion back in February. And CPO told her that the promotion has not yet come through, but when it does, she'll only be an 8, and it will not be retroactive. And, of course, Dee Dee just blew her top. And so the last I spoke with her, she was very, very upset. She really was. And she said she was going to chuck the whole special services. So it's too bad. But I think she goes about it the wrong way, Duchess. You know, Dee Dee talks to all the service club people about it, and they can't do anything, really. It's up to the civilian personnel office. And then you have to go in there with facts, and you have to kind of know what you're referring to. And as I said to Dee Dee, did you take all the papers with you and all? And she said, no. And I told her to do this before going. I said, Dee Dee, your word is absolutely nothing. You've got to be able to show them in black and white. I said, have you ever seen your promotion to an 4 or 9? She said, well, no, but they told me. I said, well, then don't believe what they tell you. Ask to see it, you know? And that's the only way you can do it. So anyway, I felt a bit sorry for Dee Dee. And as I say, she still hasn't even gotten the 8, Duchess, and she extended. You know, her year was up, I think, in April or May, and she has extended a few months hoping to get this promotion. She wanted to quit with a higher grade, you know, and it just has never come through. So, okay, what else? Gee, so many good things I was going to tell you about. Oh, I never did tell you. I have a beautiful little boat. It's about 8 or 9 inches long. It's made out of a water buffalo's horn. It looks like a little sailboat, Duchess. One of the boys, Mike Coral, who went home about 3 or 4 days ago, thank God he went home, he'd drive you crazy. He just turned 20. Mike had a party just before he went home. And he's really a good friend of Linda's and Bob's and whatnot. He's always hanging over here at our hooch all the time. Anyway, before he went home, he bought me this little present and gave it to me. And I thought that was the nicest thing. I really did. So I told him I shall treasure it. first, I always worry how I'm going to pack these things, right? In fact, what I should do, Duchess, is send home the little boat, and I don't know if it'll fit in that box. Send the knives home, and maybe my wristwatch. I hate to have anything valuable. Oh, something else I have to tell you. Friday, when I came home from work, about 200 feet from my house, Duchess, our hooch here, is the runway. You know, we have Chinooks there, and of course they have cobras and loaches and everything else, and the Hueys. But there was a cobra had been landing? Or taking off? Taking off, I think. Anyway, it didn't get very far in the air when one of the engines fell off and the tail fell off. Anyway, the thing was all mangled, sitting right almost in our front yard. And it carries 48 rockets on one side, which means 72 rockets. And the nose of the ship was facing right towards our hooch. Had they not, well, I don't know. There's been a bit of controversy about it, but somebody said that the least little jerk, it took a half a volt to set those rockets off, and it would have blown our hooch to smithereens. Hey, like that. But what they did was cover the whole place, you know, the whole area was white foam, and another sergeant was arguing that that white foam alone could have set off the charge. Meanwhile, all these men were dragging out these rockets, these big, long rockets, you know, and I was watching how the way it was pointed, it was right to our hooch. I took a couple of pictures. I don't know whether or not they'll come out. It was late in the afternoon. Nobody was seriously hurt. The pilot, it only holds two men. A Cobra's a beautiful warship, I mean, to look at. It's really quite a bug-looking aircraft. But the one pilot hurt his back. I don't know how serious, though. I hope nothing too much. In addition to that, I have about four boxes of slides. I keep saying I'll send them, Duchess. By the time I send them, you'll have six or eight boxes. But I have two more to get developed. I was going to send those in first before I... Oops, running out. Bye-bye, Duchess. Take